Disney Pixar Toy Story. Andy was a young boy with a big imagination. He loved playing with his toys. His favorite was Sheriff Woody, a pull-string cowboy doll. But there was something Andy didn't know. When he wasn't around, his toys came to life. One day, Woody called a meeting of all the toys. Andy's family was moving soon. Woody wanted to make sure they were ready so no one would get left behind. Woody had other news too. Andy's birthday party has been moved to today, he said. The toys were worried. A birthday party meant new toys. What if Andy liked his new toys more than the ones he already had? Woody sent the Green Army men downstairs to report on Andy's presence. As Andy opened his last gift, their radio cut out. Woody and the other toys panicked. What had Andy gotten? Suddenly, Andy and his friends burst into Andy's bedroom. They left the mysterious new toy in Woody's spot on Andy's bed and raced back out. Woody carefully climbed onto the bed to meet the new toy. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, the new toy said. Woody tried to tell Buzz that he was a toy, but Buzz didn't believe him. He thought he was a real Space Ranger. Buzz also thought he could fly. Buzz bounced off a ball, yelling, To infinity and beyond! Woody rolled his eyes. That's just falling with style, he said. But the other toys were impressed. Buzz was a hit. The real surprise came at bedtime. When Andy got into bed, he took Buzz with him instead of Woody. Woody couldn't believe it. Didn't Andy love him anymore? One evening, Andy's mom suggested a trip to Pizza Planet. She told Andy he could bring one toy. Woody wanted to be picked. He tried to knock Buzz behind a desk, but instead the Space Ranger fell out the window. Woody said it was an accident, but the other toys didn't believe him. Suddenly, Andy burst into the room. When he couldn't find Buzz, he decided to take Woody with him instead. As Woody and Andy got into the car, a figure emerged from the bushes. It was Buzz. He leaped onto the car's bumper just as Andy's mom began to drive away. When Andy's mom stopped at a gas station, Buzz jumped into the back seat with Woody. The two began to fight and tumbled out of the car. As they fought, Andy's mom drove off without them. Luckily, Woody saw a Pizza Planet delivery truck which could get them back to Andy. The two toys hopped in. At Pizza Planet, Woody spotted Andy, but Buzz had seen the spaceship crane game. He thought it was a real spaceship that would take him home. The Space Ranger crawled inside. Woody knew he had to get Buzz back. He followed Buzz into the game, but before he could convince the Space Ranger to go home with him, the crane grabbed them. They had been caught by Andy's neighbor, Sid. Sid took the toys home and carried them to his bedroom. The room was dark and eerie. Strange mutant toys Sid had created by mixing parts of other toys hid everywhere. Terrified, Buzz and Woody ran into the hall and straight into Sid's dog, Scud. The toys fled and became separated from each other. As Buzz ducked through an open door, he heard a voice saying, Calling Buzz Lightyear, this is Star Command. An ad for the Buzz Lightyear toy was on TV. Buzz was shocked. Is it true? He whispered. Am I really a toy? Desperate to prove that he was a real Space Ranger, Buzz tried to fly, but he crashed to the floor, breaking off his arm. Look at me, Buzz moaned when Woody found him. I can't even fly out the window. That gave Woody an idea. Looking out Sid's window, he called to his friends in Andy's room. But when the toys saw Woody holding Buzz's arm, they thought he had hurt Buzz. Suddenly, the mutant toys grabbed Buzz's broken arm. Woody thought they were trying to hurt the Space Ranger, but instead, they fixed him. Just then, Sid burst into the room. He grabbed Buzz and tied a rocket to his back. I've always wanted to put a spaceman into orbit, he said, laughing.